are back, SFX Studios.
Man, we're the technical difficulty. What, yo, what the fuck, man?
I don't know, but somebody need to get fired for that.
Yo.
Somebody need to get fired
for
that.
Just fire me real quick. That way I could get unemployment from Party Nerds.
I mean, that was some serious problems we was having when the show started.
Will I get unemployment?
No, you won't.
I can't believe we're inconvenienced for a whole 3 minutes. Like, oh, my God. Unacceptable.
Yeah, I know, man.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. It's Jervis here. I got some of the Party Nerds in the house tonight. We're talking Game of Thrones tonight. Mm. That second episode dropped. And it was that fire. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to get better. Mm-hmm. We're all excited. I got my man AJ.
Hey, yo, what to do?
What's up, man?
Yo, man, I got Final Fantasy X on the Switch, and I love it. You know what else I love? You. How are you doing, buddy?
What's up, bro? That's my man. That's that young boy love right
I thought you was going to say big ass butts.
I mean, that too, sure.
Nah, but like, nah, he ain't down like that, man. Come on. You know he ain't down like that. We got Babs.
Down like that?
Babs in the house, the butcher herself. What's going on?
Not much. Oh, my God, it was a beautiful freaking day. It was like summer today.
Yeah.
It was
high 80s.
Yeah.
No, low 80s.
Oh, I don't know.
It was in the 80s.
It was in the 80s, yeah.
It just felt hot.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to summer. We're going to do a pool party sometime soon, maybe.
Yeah.
Party Nerds.
I heard Nikki going to do something.
Oh, my God.
Pool party style.
You have no idea. That party is going to be amazing.
Somebody's getting in trouble that
day. Yes, they are.
And I knew who it was probably going to be.
Yeah.
Nikki. We got Nikki on the IG tonight. What's good, Nikki?
Not much, you know?
Not much is good.
No! Oh, that's hilarious.
Not much is good.
This is Nikki's first time on the IG, so if that shit is fucked up, you know why.
People are like, I'm having an epileptic seizure. That's all they're seeing. That's all they're saying.
And then we got my man, Devin Wade.
What up?
What's good, man?
Nothing.
Come on, man. Something's good.
He just got fired.
Yeah. I just got fired. And I found out there's no unemployment at Party Nerds.
No.
I'm trying to get that unemployment check.
Not at all, man. You don't even get a check yet.
Oh, yeah.
So you get unemployment off
of checks. For everybody out there that thinks Party Nerds is getting money, there's no money. We're poor.
Shout out to Eight and Sand.
Woo!
Beer Company down in Woodbury, New Jersey. They got the beers for us tonight. Yo, they just added an addition onto the back, so y'all got to check it out. You could be out there all year round now. They got a nice setup in the back where this enclosed inside section. They got heaters in there. They got fans in there. It's pretty dope.
Well, you always could have been outside in the back of it, right?
Yeah, it was just a big backyard. But now, if it was raining, you couldn't be out there. But now they have it enclosed, a nice section. So even if it's raining, snowing, you're good to go.
Raining, snowing this summer?
I am not going anywhere outside.
This weather's been crazy, so you never know. You know. All right, let's get into it. Game of Thrones.
Why don't you want to go out in the snow? Are you afraid of White Walkers?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm afraid of the fucking cold, dude.
Winter is finally here. Right? Yeah. So, the first episode ended with Jaime arriving at Winterfell, and he looks over and sees Bran.
Right.
And it was that oh shit moment.
Yeah, where he said, holy shit, he's going to fucking snitch.
Yo, for real. So, the episode opened up where they have Jaime in front of Daenerys and
this is how it opens.
Sansa.
But we're coming from the episode where, I just want to remind everybody, where somebody on this podcast was absolutely wrong. And that was not a rape. That was consensual sexual intercourse.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
I just want to get this.
The whole scene where Cersei, like, you know, fuck that dude with the ships and everything. He was like, you know, like, we'll do whatever after the war.
Yeah, Euron.
And then he's like, Euron. Yo, like, if I don't get something, like, I might just take my ships and leave. Mm-hmm. So he kind of coerced her into doing something she didn't want
to
do.
He didn't even say that.
I guess everyone's against me in this one. It's like, all I've heard is that. So maybe I am wrong. I don't know. That's just the way
so
I
want to make it clear that he didn't say that, number one. He didn't say that. He did say, you know, you breaking my heart and whatnot. He was flirting. Yeah. That's what he was doing. He's a gangster. He was doing a gangster flirt. He's a bad dude. She likes bad dudes. And she was completely turned on by the fact that this motherfucker was going to flirt in front of her crazy ass dad. You know how you don't want to flirt with a chick in front of her dad or her like, thugged out uncle? Well, she got a purple guardian, big ugly monster, and he's still
the impression that I got was that she didn't want to fuck him, but she had to in order to keep her arm.
You're approaching this completely wrong. Sex for Cersei is not sex in the way that we think of it. It is a business transaction, and it's something that disgusts her more than business. So when she uses her body to create a business transaction, it's not something where she even thinks about consent anymore. She had been raped in the books. She had been raped so many times. She had had to have sex and had to be this prize to be won for so long that sex is, she's dead inside. So that is a business transaction. And she didn't want to do it. But we do business transactions.
So you agree? So you agree with him? She didn't want Euron's penis.
Who wants Euron's penis?
Listen. Hold on, wait a minute. I thought
you were gonna say I do.
No.
What?
What the fuck?
Okay, go.
Well, there's a bold new world out here, but I'm not a part of it.
Right.
I think that him just being a dickhead. And the closest thing that she could find to the villain is the old Jaime Lannister when they used to do devilish things and they were turned on when they pushed a little boy out a window and just got right the fuck Like, you know how crazy that is? It's like, watch me push a little kid and let's just have sex. It's like, what demonic mind these people had? And this was the closest thing to it. And it seemed like he put in that work. Afterwards, she was kind of feeling
it. She enjoyed it.
Yeah.
She knows she enjoyed it. She enjoyed having sex with Euron. Now, that doesn't mean she, it's like this. It's an ends to a means. Like you said, it's a business transaction. It's an ends to a means. She doesn't want him to leave with these ships like he was kind of threatening to do. But she told him, like, you ain't hitting this, and my man right here about to snap your neck. The mountain's going to take care of that. And she walked away and stopped and looked back like, yo, fuck it. Come on, nigga. Let's get this shit. Let's get it in.
You talking real.
Right way you're talking to me right now, and it's kind of turning me on.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to, like, it's almost like a sex addict type thing where you need it to be more deviant and more deviant to actually feel anything for it. But if we go by the books.
Like Jake the Snake Roberts.
What?
Like Jake the Snake Roberts from wrestling. He said he got to the point where he needed to be three bitches. He needed to put like cocaine on the clitoris.
That's like Dennis Rodman and Magic Johnson on the motherfucking bed.
But if we go by the books, the last time that I remember reading that Cersei actually enjoyed having sex is when she was, I think it was a woman that didn't actually make it into the series. It was some woman that was visiting from Dorne, possibly. Mm-hmm. I could be completely wrong. And she was imagining herself like Robert Baratheon, how he would force himself on her. She would be violent with that woman and like kind of abuse her. And that was the last time that I remember reading that she actually enjoyed sex because she was the aggressor and she was actually raping.
She didn't enjoy it when they boned on top of her son's casket.
She enjoyed
That's a series. I was just talking about
that. Oh, yeah. They sure did bone on top of a casket.
Yeah, she likes that fucked up shit, and I feel like it has to get worse and worse.
Casket boning is in
Euron
the top.
Was that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a dickhead. Like I said, he's the Pacey. If you guys ever watched Dawson's Creek,
he's
Pacey, and he looks like Pacey.
He looks like an
ironborn Pacey.
The actor, I don't know his name, but he looks like he's like the most fun on set. Everyone is having fun with him on set.
Yeah.
And you do know the actress that plays Cersei, she and Bronn, right? Bronn, they don't ever have scenes together because they used to be a thing, and they both hate each other so much that they are not allowed to write a scene with them together.
I don't even want to believe nothing like that, man. That's sad news because I like the harmony. See, I watched all the extra Game of Thrones, like the little tidbits, the little Jones, it's like 4 or 5 minutes, and they all talk about how it was kumbaya and not one bad piece of blood, but there is no Bronn on there. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. I burst the bubble.
You fucked that up for you.
The world is a cold, hard place, Deb.
Cersei's side because she was, you know, Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm riding with her on that. Fuck you, Bronn.
Yeah.
Yo, Bronn is that loyal nigga. Let's get that.
All right, so now that we're moving into this one, are we making predictions? But now that we're going into the second episode, my bad. I just needed to fix this for the people out there.
AJ's been corrected. He knows the error of his way.
Okay. I stand by my
And he knows the difference between
I understand I understand
one whole
respect different points of views while staying true to my own. That's fine.
All right.
Just know that you're completely alone because all the commenters seem to be on their side.
Yeah, okay, fine. That's fair. That's what's up.
But you know what? You know what I'm going to say, though? I'm going to say I appreciate that you were cognizant of that because a lot of people who don't like Game of Thrones don't like it for the reason that there's a lot of rape in there and they feel very triggered because it brings up
I can see that. I think Game of Thrones in general has unnecessary sex scenes to me.
Yeah.
like unnecessary. And I feel as though sex scenes are also a budget save. Yeah. It don't really cost nothing to suck on titties, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like, oh, we need 5 minutes of no dragons, huh? Pull some butt cheeks out and suck some titties, my nigga. It don't cost nothing.
Yeah, it totally is.
Yeah, it's that's all it is. Love scenes in movies, that's all they are, is a budget. It's an easy way out of the budget. It's like, yo, man, twerk on top of him for a while. Yeah, killing time. Hey, man, that's 3 minutes, man. Mm-hmm. That's why, yo, Monsters Ball, they ate up, they saved mad money, man. All that boning. I mean, come on now.
And he was doing it for real, too, so that was even better.
Yeah. So who do we want to start with for... Are we doing predictions
yet? Well, let's go back to the beginning.
The circle of Jamie.
Circle of Jamie.
So he meets up with Bran, and my first thought was like, dude, just say sorry. Just come out and say sorry. And it's like, silence, silence, silence. I'm sorry. Yes! Fuck! Yes! Thank you for saying sorry. That's all he says.
How you think he should have said sorry, though, for real? Like, how do you say
sorry? For trying to murder your ass.
Sorry for paralyzing you.
Sorry for paralyzing.
It's crazy. It's bad enough if you, like, hit somebody with a car. Like, I don't drive. I have a fear of driving. And my real fear of driving is that I would hit somebody like that by accident and they would paralyze.
It's more than just paralyzing. He was instrumental in the death of his father, in the assassination of his brother, right? And
it's crazy. I'm trying to start at square one.
Sister to a hostile family. Like, there's so many things to say sorry for.
But at the same time, no snitching.
Yo, listen, man. Listen.
That ain't that kind of situation, bro.
I don't know. Bran from Camden.
I love him.
He's from Randolph Street or something, because I can't believe he didn't tell. Because I'd have told. I'm going to keep it real. I'd have snitched. I'd have told them, like, listen, first off, everybody, I am the Three-Eyed Raven. Mm-hmm. But the person I used to be, the boy Bran, he pushed him out of retreat and fucked his sister. That's what happened. I've seen it all over again.
It don't matter. Like you said, it don't even matter. We might all be dead, so it don't even matter now.
He was like, yo, you can't help us in the fight if you're dead. Like, he just said, flat out. Real talk. Like, yo, we have bigger fish to fry.
I'm snitching on you afterwards, my nigga.
Oh, but right now, we need every able body we can get. But, I mean, Jamie's not that effective with that one hand anyway. He's a lefty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, damn, that's just crazy how that just fucks his whole style up.
My man is not effective in battle at all.
Yeah, but they can, you know, as far as all that making shit Bron him look epic, him, they can do, you know,
it was still whack.
Can I segue with Jamie, though?
Yeah.
Are we Team Jamie or are we Team Tormund?
Tormund.
Yeah.
We Team Tormund. Because Tormund's that wild-ass motherfucker.
I know. You know what I mean?
Climbing
line
between the giant's titties and sucking on them shits and drinking that milk like Luke Skywalker did.
Bro.
Yo, my man is out
there. That nigga's a nasty drinker, bro.
Yo, so he holds up in when it fell. He's like, is the big bitch here? Yo. No. Where's she at?
Yeah.
Like, yo, my man is tripping.
Every single one of his lines is just amazing, and I'm just like, yes, get it. Yes, come on, Brian.
He's nuts.
He in love.
How do you not look at a crazy wildling man looking at you like I'm gonna fuck you and keep on going like I would just be like
yo,
all right, come on,
because she like nah.
I mean, that's the
she's
thing
scared to get
she needed a nigga like that, man.
She need
him, because you know Jamie, come on, man.
But Jamie used to be that nigga, but not anymore.
Even Jamie, he's too small.
Oh, like, no, listen, I mean,
she tall and all of that. She need to rock with him, man.
He can't throw her around.
It's a shame neither of them are going to survive the next episode.
None of those. Listen, hold on, man.
Oh man, stop, y'all. Let's cut it. Let's not jump that far. Oh God, don't make me sad, man. Right now we talking about who fucking.
How are you watching Game of Thrones and you're this easily heartbroken?
I am. Listen, I'm heartbroken because now it's come down to the people we really give a fuck about. Like, there's not many people there that I don't care about. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to see Tyrion last through this.
He's going to get that shit. Yo, he getting smoked.
And that's the thing that's going to have me like...
He getting smoked. There ain't no way he's surviving all of this shit. So, he's been fucking up too much already. And he got a crossbow with his name on it.
So check this out. So in the episode, we saw something that was one of the most tear-jerkiest scenes ever. And I did not cry at all. But I was crying in my brain. My homeboy cried, though. Pop Stones cried. Yeah. Shout out Pops at Pop Stones. He cried, man. And it's spelled just like that. He cried. So when she started talking about when he said, you're not a knight. When Tormund said, you're not a knight. And then... She was just like, yeah, a woman can't be a knight. And right. And homie wrote this. He's like, that's a stupid fucking rule. You know what I'm saying? Fuck rules.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I was the king, I'd knight you 10 times over. Now, I don't know if he meant that he would put his dick on her shoulder.
Nah, he was talking about the dick thing. But
yeah, he was trying to be extra because he was like, I'd knight you 10 times right. over.
But it
was
both ways.
It was both. Yeah. He was lyrical. Yeah, yeah. He was Jay-Z.
Yeah.
He was, that was a double entendre. He was definitely right. lyrical with that. No but doubt. He definitely meant the dick and he meant no the doubt. Sword. He meant okay. both swords.
I'm going to bless you both ways.
Right, right. So then when Jamie did what he did, man, she hesitated for a second to get up. And then was it Podrick? Yeah, looked at her and was like, you know, this is
yes,
what you want,
that,
man.
That was the best part of it. Everything else was so freaking corny.
No, it wasn't. 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 It wasn't corny.
It was so
she
corny.
Got up and did that shit, man. She wanted this her whole life, man. And now tomorrow, for the first time, that morning, she's going to fight as a motherfucking right. knight and get to die as a knight. Because imagine, she was going into that war thinking, if I die, I'm not dying a knight. Now she dying official.
Oh, so can you accept that, though, without being heartbroken?
It's a better, yeah, because I like to know that people reach their goals.
Okay.
She did it.
So that whole scene, how they, like, dragged it out and it was super, like,
it was dope.
Okay, and that's why they're all going to die.
See, like, the most fascinating part about this episode is how different people face death in different ways. Some yes. people, like, gather around drinking. Some people just, like, you know, talk to their friends, like, you know, at
some
the wall, think about their death.
Some people get some that people dick.
Get, some people get that dick. And it's sort of like,
who got
you know,
that dick? Who got that dick? Let's talk about who got that dick.
That's all people are talking about.
Let's talk about who got that dick.
Aria!
So Aria finally got that dick.
Yes. So some people were like, I feel so weird. I've seen her grown up from a kid.
Yeah.
I can't watch this. And I was just like, yeah, girl,
I can
you
watch
get
that shit.
That.
Nah. The young geek on here says Aria will always be 12 years old to me.
I mean, listen, I kind of dig him at the same time because for me, it's like you watch it so gradual and she still has a young face.
Right.
So on top of that, you don't even notice until you go back and watch an old episode. You're like, damn, it is a big difference. Mm-hmm. But when you're watching it the whole time, you feel mm-hmm. like she stayed the same the entire time. So I saw that she was giving him them vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But and I figured they'd get together. But I ain't think titties was coming out. That's for okay. damn sure. I was like, whoa, what's going on my
She's
titties?
Like, everybody that showed they titties and ass out here, it's my turn.
And yeah. I instantly Googled because I'm like, what the fuck am I looking at? Google.
She's old enough.
I said 22, cool. And then I saw the information that you shared that everybody in the world Googled the same exact thing.
It's like, the same exact time.
Everyone Googled the same shit at the same exact time.
So can you explain something? So the camera goes on her side and you see
the scars.
Mm-hmm. So is that from Jake and Hagar?
That's from when she was a faceless man. Yeah,
yes.
That's, those are the scars.
Or Jake and Hagar. I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong. And then he looks down, he looks at it, and she says, I'm not the red woman. Take off your own damn pants.
Right.
Which was she just saying, like, hurry this up, stop yes. looking
no,
at scars?
No, she was letting him know, like, because he had told her before how the red woman had tied him up with the leeches took his clothes off.
Yeah.
She's like, yo, my man, take this shit off. Let's get busy.
She wasn't saying anything about
this. No. She was ready to get this.
He was just shocked because remember, he doesn't fully understand what she went through. She didn't explain that to mm-hmm. anyone. Mm-hmm. So you see how people keep asking her questions, like John said. Have you got to use
with
it
needle?
Before?
Yeah, have you ever used it
once or twice? They don't really know what she's going through, so he's stuck looking at that, and she just used it as a way to change the subject.
Which,
yo, get your shit off.
I think that's a setup so that Can I
tell me what you think?
I think, and this was told to me by Eye Opener, Nymeria is coming back with the wolf pack. And side by side with Nymeria, I've got goosebumps, Arya is going to kick fucking ass. And everyone's going to go, what the fuck? It's setting it up for, like, what the hell did this woman learn all these years, and nobody knows.
So adding the wolf part is crazy dope. I didn't think about any of that.
Yeah.
Because if you look in the preview, there's all these dog prints in the snow.
Oh, see. Then that's cool.
Oh, I didn't
see,
but there's only two left.
Now I did figure that, there's two that were theirs, right? There's other.
John's and Arya's are left.
Because you saw a ghost in the last episode.
Hold on. What the fuck are wolves going to do against the White Walkers?
A lot. What the fuck you mean?
A lot, bro.
The same shit, dog. Yeah.
They're gonna try to tear it apart.
Put it work,
extra
they're
gonna body. Die.
They're gonna come back as White Walker wolves.
No.
It's gonna be one of those like, oh, they're gonna die.
Yeah. Listen, the wolves. You gotta think, dog. If a man can fight a White Walker, kinda, that could fight a White Walker and get the best of him and then cut him, a wolf can bite a White Walker's head off his body, bro. Facts.
Also, you know we might be able to see a White Walker wolf.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't know if you got time. I don't know if he's got time to be raising the dead as he's fighting.
But I do know that Arya will show her ninja skills. I believe that fully.
I thought it was hot. You know, I thought it was empowered. I thought it was a young woman who's grown up on the show and is like, you know what? I'm going to make this decision. This show's already popular. I don't need to show my tits to make it popular. I'm going to do it because I want to, and I want to break out of this young girl shell.
That's what it was.
It was just side boob. It wasn't full frontal either.
What it was she needed people to notice she was grown before the show ended.
Yeah.
Because she's got to move on to something else.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, she got to put in that work with herself.
What? Yeah. Yo, we're not even going down that. Just, yo, stop.
Let's not end that career at FS, bro.
Nope.
All right? Let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
Okay, those were our big reactions from the last episode?
There was a bunch for me. Okay. Because other than Arya and everything that went on with her, I mean, I want to go back to Arya and start detailing some of the stuff. Like, when Arya showed those knife skills, throwing knife skills, that shit was hard body. And he was kind of turned on by that shit, too.
Oh, he had a boner the whole time.
He was like, well, wait, man. She throwing them things.
He's like, I'm going to make this spear for you right now.
Yeah.
I'm making this shit right now.
Yeah, she said, make my weapon. He was like, okay, I'm going to make two of them. I got another one for you. You know what I'm saying? And he got to use that one. You know what I'm saying? Because remember, Arya went on a rooftop. And she was up there and ended up having a conversation with the Hound. And the Hound relationship she has is a very weird one.
I love it.
Because they almost want to dislike each other, but they can't.
But they got respect for each other.
Yeah.
That's all.
They really can't.
Like you said, you left me for this. Like, I robbed you too, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I'm going to take that back. They're not equals. He respects her because she's actually a step above him.
I can see that.
And the fact that she survived all of this as a female in that time period, you know, like, you're a female, you're still alive.
He said that. He said, like, you're a cold bitch. Like,
he said, you're a cold bitch.
Yeah.
And I like how she's like, I'm not spending my last few hours with you. What did she call him?
Yeah, like miserable old shits.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She was out because, you know, he was
and
up
they,
there
and
with
they
the
look
fire.
At each
dude.
Other like, yeah, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, fuck it.
Because Barrett came up there about to tell some more, you know, Lord of the Light stories. They're like, nah, motherfucker, we already said
kind of,
before.
What kind of, do they got like pagers, like, they got like little beepers or cell phones with little ravens that fly to each other because they just go down in the cave, light a candle, and then somebody that they want to come there always just kind of like meets them down there. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's their shit. Like if you really want some dumps, you just go down there, light the candle, and just stare off in the darkness or some shit. And the next thing you know, they go tap me on the shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what keeps happening, bro.
Okay, so big reactions to Jon and Daenerys.
Hold on, but I think it goes before that.
Okay.
Before that, didn't she speak to
Sansa.
Oh, so and Daenerys Sansa has her number.
Daenerys has been being an asshole to somebody on the show. Who is that? Like a complete dickhead.
Sansa.
No.
Oh, Tyrion.
Tyrion. Because he's been fucking up.
He's been fucking up.
He's been giving her some bad advice.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But he's given more good advice than bad advice.
Yeah.
It's
like anything else, man. It's about the last advice you gave, which was fucked up, and it's causing us some problems right now.
And you know what?
She told him straight up.
Yo, like, it's so fucked up because it's like, okay, Tyrion might have misjudged what his sister said. You know what I'm saying?
That was a really dumb mistake, though.
It was. See, I agree with you.
In a sense, but if it's all like that, she could have killed her right there and there on the spot. Like, you already there. You got dragons and shit. Like, melt her. Nobody was going to do anything. You could have just melted her.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing anybody could do. They still would have fought the monsters and all that. Like, look, she's melted. There's dudes coming up here walking around like demons, and we need everybody's help. And the throne, we already know who's at the throne. It would have been just like that, bro. But she didn't do that, right?
Right.
Okay.
Not a good move.
So she didn't do a vicious move when she needed to, but she burnt the homie and his son when he told
Sam's dad, my brother.
Yeah, when he told him, listen, they just fought a battle. They lost. Mm-hmm. Let them sit in a cell, think about it, and then do it. If people were just switching sides and taking a knee every time they lost a fight, then how would they be truly loyal to you? It's like, oh, all I got to do is beat their ass and say kneel. Then they kneel and say, I pledge myself to
yes,
you.
Yes, that's right. Here's the deal. Bend that knee or take these flames, man. Which one
you
want?
You can't.
And when you see somebody take them flames,
listen.
I'm on my knee. Yo, everybody drop it to a knee.
Which, by the way, side note, I totally forgot that the Tarly brother was the Umbrella Academy guy.
Yeah.
Totally forgot.
Sidebar.
Yeah. Awesome. But yeah, so.
Your church, and she's doing vicious things like that.
To Tyrion.
At the wrong places, spots. So for example, she didn't listen to Tyrion's good advice to not burn these men.
Yeah.
And definitely don't burn this kid. She did that, which now caused a problem later because it's Jon's not feeling that, finding that out. And definitely Tarly's not feeling that. Like, it's like, damn, you murdered. He knows how good of a person his brother is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, now you done.
Amazing acting.
Yeah.
What you got, Nikki?
Someone in the comments, Real Rap Podcast, said she wasn't trying to hear that because she's too much like her pops.
Yup, she is. Shout out to Real Rap Podcast. Shout out to Matt the Phenom.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. She is, but it is what it is, yo. She wants control. She wants this throne. That's her goal, and she won't get it any way. She got to take it. Well, and yes, she's going to take advice from Tyrion when it suits her at times, and it sounds like the right move to make. But there are times that you're not listening to your right hand. You're like, yo,
right. So
this is how it's going down, no matter what nobody said.
You want to do shit the way you want to do it, then do it.
But think about it. Tyrion and Jon Snow are closer in temperament and personality than Tyrion and Daenerys. And Jon Snow, just like Daenerys, is just like his father, his adopted father. He is so Ned Stark. He is honorable. If he says something, you believe him. You don't think he's I'm just joking. Ha ha. It's like he means it. So Ned Stark, we know how that turned out for him. You're not getting anywhere by being honorable. You are getting somewhere by being Daenerys. So yeah, it sucks her decision making, but it gets her somewhere.
Gets results.
I'm gonna tell you where it's getting her.
Because
she's tripping, she's bugging, and she's about to get murked.
That shit got Jon dead.
Listen.
Yep.
Being that nice guy.
Yeah, you know what? He came back.
Mm-hmm. And about that, might be dead again.
Wait. On that subject, is the red, is Melisandre gone?
I don't know.
Is she coming back? Because she possibly resurrect the dragon back to life so he's not undead?
That'd be doing the most.
The reason why is I don't think the dragon is dead.
It was.
I don't think so.
But it's undead.
When it was under all that water and ice?
I don't think it's dead, bro.
When it was that water and ice, reason, drowned?
Nah, because I don't understand. What I am is I'm confused about that thing. I know the difference between, like, you know how they got the White Walkers?
Mm-hmm.
And they have they have White Walkers and then the fence. Dead. And then the dead. Mm-hmm. They're two different things, right?
Yeah, he brings the dead.
He brings the dead back to life. They're different. They're like zombies. The White Walker things are like a race. It's almost like a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
they a being. So remember this thing, the Children of the Forest?
Yeah, they put it in his chest. Yeah. And what I'm saying is, remember how he touched a baby's head and the baby turned into a White Walker? You saw like, oh, that's how they make
the
them.
Eyes change
so the
personal.
White Walkers are not dead. They're
so there's a pure race and then there's a have-z race.
I look at them as just two different things. You know what I'm saying? The White Walkers can make the dead.
Mm-hmm. The whites.
Undead.
Undead.
Right.
The undead.
Yeah. They can make.
And they can bring the dead.
So what I'm wondering is the way he turned him wasn't the way he turned him, like he turned living things where he touched it and the eyes turned blue.
But
the eyes turned blue on all the White Walker Jones.
Do you think
the people that's alive.
But even the people that are dead, when they turn, their eyes turn too. When he raises them all up,
they all turn too. I don't think that's gonna be a thing.
Why he didn't raise them the same way he raised them the way he did the other ones where he had to touch
them. Because the dragon is big as fuck, yo. Yeah. he can't be bad. Yo, I gotta put my hands on this shit. I gotta put these hands on this.
The reason I ask is there a possibility at the end that the Lord of Light could bring undead to living?
I doubt it. Because of all these skeletons, what are you going to bring a skeleton back to life and
regrow
skin?
No. But the crypt that they're in is filled with a bunch of dead people, new dead people. So in the crypt,
down at
Ned Stark.
No.
Everybody,
there's not enough of Ned Stark.
No. They better not use Ned Stark, because Ned Stark should be a pile of bones.
Yeah.
But if you do remember when they went and was the children of the forest, they was throwing those grenades and shit.
Yeah.
Those were like stand up skeletons just rocking.
Yeah.
They were just skeletons. They didn't. So it's possible.
So this is my argument. If Bronn has seen these skeletons come to life.
Bronn.
Very similar names.
Brienne.
If Bronn saw these skeletons come to life, and Jon Snow has literally seen the White Walkers bring the dead back to life, why the hell didn't anyone think, yo, maybe we shouldn't hide all the children and women in the crypt?
Yo, because like
that,
you know
that
what,
just
man?
Seems like
because,
a gross
because that's still the safest place.
Yeah, and
you're not out.
Then why don't you eliminate
open?
The skeletons at least before you move
yo,
to the
you ain't got time for that, man.
No.
You're getting ready for
a
war.
I really think that if that does happen, it's just that there's, in regular life, dog, there's so many things to think about, and almost every time people don't cover
it. I have a very, very, very important and popular theory to bring up. What is the one thing that everyone says about King's Landing throughout the entire series? There's so many people here. If something happened and they all rose up, they could take over the monarchy. You know, they could take over the throne. Isn't it funny that all of this emphasis is being put on Winterfell when all the dead have to do is go to King's Landing and they have the biggest army in the entire Seven Kingdoms? How much you want to bet they are in King's Landing in the next couple episodes and everybody's going to be undead?
Well, damn. There's one theory that at the end of the episode you didn't see Night King there or the dragon.
But you saw how
he could be headed to King's Landing on a secret mission.
And did you see how many White Walkers there was? Not dead.
Right.
White Walkers.
Well, no, we didn't know if they're all white. We just see the front row.
That's
a couple of White Walkers.
So what I'm saying is the most White Walkers you ever saw at once was like 5.
Yep.
But that's what they showed. That's what they showed.
So then they'll show one get killed.
Is that purposeful or not?
Right. They'll show one get killed, right? But when Tarly stabbed him,
mm-hmm.
and then you would see like 4.
Mm-hmm.
This time showed like, yo, there's like 15 of the actual blue guys with the eyes and the white hair in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like they go as far as the screen could go. Front line on horses, dog.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, wait a minute. These is the motherfuckers on horses.
Mm-hmm.
Not the walking, fucked up, don't know what they're doing guys.
Yeah.
These are the actual dudes that think
mm-hmm.
they're alive.
Mm-hmm.
They in for some shit, bro. They're in for some
but
shit.
But I think with Cersei saying, like, oh, we're going to go and attack them. Oh, she's going
she
to get
about to see that work.
Dead. And, like, what about the fact that they confirmed that, oh, no, she is pregnant. A pregnant woman getting undead. What happens with that baby?
Man, that baby dead.
He might not kill her. He might not kill her because she's pregnant.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
He might spare her and then try to get the baby.
That King's Landing is
done. He's all about getting babies, so.
So is that the Night Queen?
Never know.
Oh, shit.
Yo, if Cersei the Night Queen, that'll be crazy.
I'm kind of into that.
That's dope.
Now, she'll fuck that motherfucker, too.
Yeah. Yes, she will. And Cersei, she'll actually, that will
and
be
like
the
it.
Pinnacle.
And she'll
that will
like
be
it.
The best O of her entire life. Jesus. And death. Jesus Christ.
And what about Jormund? My man came back. He was like, yo, Daenerys.
Did you just smoosh his name?
What did I say?
Jorah Mormont.
Yeah.
Jorah.
Jorah.
He was like, yo, Danny, this is Sam. Yo, this is my man. Cure me of that gray skin disease. Yo, this is a man right here. This is a man.
Yeah. Introduced and then, damn.
Yeah.
They're going to die so hard.
And I feel so bad for Jorah.
That's why he ain't never getting the cheeks.
No, I feel bad.
That's why. He's going to be fucking up like that.
No, I feel bad for Jorah, man. I think at this point, he's had that night where he really realized, like, I ain't getting the cheeks, though. Boy got my dad's sword and my buns.
Oh.
He gave him the sword and... I got to get in the buns, man. I'm never getting them. I'm too old. She don't want it, man.
You can't be fucking up like that.
Yeah, so that's why he back in Tyrion and everything. Because at this point, he like, I'm never getting the buns. I'm going to just tell her my real thoughts. Because it's no point in just playing up to her ideas.
That was the moment of clarity.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
And then, you know, she grimy, man. I don't know what's going on in her head, man. She thinking about turning on John a little bit.
Look, after hearing that news, come on, man.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. There's going to be a moment where she could save Jon Snow or she could let him die, right? She's going to come to a crossroads there. Or there's going to be a moment where Jon Snow could save her or let her die. In our minds, of course Jon Snow is going to save her, right? However, they've set it up in the end of the last episode. And in the next episode, what they could possibly do is have situation over situation where Danny is clearly like, oh, I'm going to let you die. So that's implanted in his head. So when he comes to the crossroads, he's like, well, I got to let her die. Mm. She's going to kill me. You know what I mean?
What I think is going to happen is
John is full of honor. He would never let that happen.
I know.
Stop with these perfect people shits, man. Listen. I'm going to tell you the only reason why I disagree with this. There's only one reason. I agree with this, but I don't, because I think the fight is going to start when it comes on, and it's going to go the whole episode just fight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that's confirmed. Yeah. Yeah. It's the longest fight scene ever filmed in any television show or movie. Mm-hmm. It's literally an 80-minute fight scene.
You know what feel I have from this is Helm's Deep from Lord of the Rings. Yes,
it's even longer than that.
I know it's going to be longer than that, but the feel of it is that Helm's Deep feel.
That's,
you know what I mean?
It's going to change when the Lord of the Rings Amazon show comes out and beats it. So just wait for
it. Okay, all right. I'll wait for it. I like it.
Listen,
I'm with it.
I love Danny. I loved her as a character, but at the end of the last season, I started looking at her like, yo, she just kind of power hungry. She tripping. She thinks this throne belongs to her. It doesn't. It was stolen from the beginning. The throne does not really exist. The throne is a throne that they made by pulling a Hitler, taking over the world. Mm-hmm. Taking the swords from fallen soldiers and melting them together and making a throne saying we run everything. So we don't even notice that we're rooting for a Hitler lineage that took over the world when everybody had their own kingdoms. We would not support that in any other thing. Would it be cool if it was just like right now, you know, Putin decided, yo, I got dragons. So I'm taking over the whole fucking world, and then the Putins are going to be the lineage that runs shit forever. It's like, no, dog. These motherfuckers do not belong up there in the first place. They had dragons. They used them to their advantage.
Right.
And now she's entitled to something that she keeps saying the Iron Throne was a goal since a kid, but it was like it wasn't your goal because your brother was the one anyway, right. The one that got the thing melted. Yeah. You weren't ever going to be the queen. It was always going to be him.
Who's a contender for the throne? Technically, Baratheons are the legitimate leaders of the Seven Kingdoms. That's the reason why Cersei has legitimacy.
Yes.
And they still have the Baratheon sigil in the opening credits. So that's why Gendry
is the one that should be king.
Right? So Baratheon, technically rightful. Lannister on the throne, and power hungry and feels entitled to the throne. Targaryen feels that it was robbed from them. And then do we have another one?
I mean, I think everybody's been eliminated.
Yeah.
And then we've got there was always this kind of exception to the rule, Warden of the North, that Ned Stark was, and that's what Sansa's problem was. Okay, fine. You want to be my queen? Yeah. Sure. What happens
let's
to the North?
Let's go deeper into this one. Yes. Yeah. Set up the scene.
Sansa, when she goes like this, here, put your hand on the table right here. When Danny says, like, and I love your brother, so who manipulated who? And Sansa goes, I should have apologized from the very beginning. I was like, bitch, you learned from the best, from Littlefinger, from Cersei. Yep. You know she's manipulating you. Yes, girl.
Yep.
Yes.
And then, so back to Jorah Mormont, when he came and spoke on Tyrion's behalf, he told her, you know, that Tyrion was the best thinker because Tyrion said to him earlier, I have a feeling one of you guys will be wearing this soon. The queen thing. Mm-hmm. So he said, there's one other person I want you to talk to. One, forgive Tyrion. And there's some one other person I want you to talk to. So she walks in the room and says, Sansa, can I speak to you alone? And then they go and they have their sit down. And Dany was a bitch again.
She thought she was clever. She really thought she could manipulate. And it's because she's been manipulating men. And they're easy to manipulate.
Which is what Sansa said. In that scene, Sansa said, yes, men are easily manipulated and they do dumb things. And she said, so, my brother is in love with you. And she said, does that bother you? You know what I mean?
What? So Sansa just wants, what is that called? Sovereignty. She wants to have the Warden of the North title. She wants the North to kind of have that Ned Stark feel of like, okay, Seven Kingdoms, you're doing your thing.
Yeah, but we're separate.
We have our own
thing. Yeah, we do our own thing down here.
She wants that still. And that's cool. She's worried that Danny's going to mess that up and say, no, you'll do whatever I say.
Right. I mean, she knows.
And she would, yeah.
She knows that that's what she's going trying to do.
So what's the compromise? What could Danny do?
She could say, all right, you run the North. You run, Winterfell's yours, you got the North.
And Danny
and
not
I got
doing
everything
it.
Else.
And Danny is not going for that not whatsoever. Especially
Why?
When
Why
she
not?
Told. Especially when she told, because if you do that with them, you got to do that with... Everybody has the right to do that so it could go back to the way it's supposed to have been in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All she's asking for is to go back the way it was in the first place. And remember, last episode, she said, your sister doesn't have to like me, but I am her queen.
Yep.
And she going to respect me. And it was a threat. You know, every time you notice when somebody make a threat, something happens where they don't get to resolve the conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. it kind of like went to something else. Mm-hmm. That keeps on happening, even in the conversation that we'll get to with Jon and Daenerys.
So what happens if Sansa dies in this battle?
She ain't going to die. I mean,
but what if?
If she dies?
Yeah, what if?
Nothing. They definitely
Arya
taking over.
Would step up next?
And Arya is not with the bullshit, and she better not step to Arya. In a world where they don't die, and Arya Stark is there,
is the new queen,
Daenerys is there, Daenerys better watch her motherfucking mouth. I don't give a fuck if you got dragons and all that goofy shit. Shut the fuck up and chill over there before I got some of my niggas come up.
I could go get
my homies, though. I don't even need to do it. I could be sitting here chilling, get my homie to do it. He come looking like a Dothraki and all that, stab you in the middle of your fucking forehead.
So and then Jon as well. So Jon doesn't want the throne.
No.
So let's say Sansa and Arya are not even in the equation for some reason. He would say, hey, I would rather just take up my, you know, father's position and be Warden of the North.
He can't.
Why?
Because
he loves.
Well,
no, 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 no.
Well,
because no matter what, he'll be the husband of Daenerys. See, the reason why this is so difficult is if him and Dany decide to be together, mm-hmm. no matter what, he's king.
Right. He can't.
Like, literally, she's in a fucked up. Like, he's going to be king no matter what.
She's in a lose-lose situation right now.
Because remember, you married to the queen. You're the king.
Yeah, but wouldn't you hear, hey, you're my nephew?
No, not in olden times after y'all already done piped down. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. Let's just be honest. All you people out there are lying. If I'm me. And I'm talking about me. And I'm dealing with a chick. And I'm especially back then. We already this heavy. She might got a baby and all of that, dog. I mean, what the fuck are we supposed to do? We fighting in a world of dragons and dead people and all types of shit. I'm like, look, man, I ain't Jamie. Look at Jamie and them and shit. They wildin'. I didn't know. I'm already in here. We already boning. What am I do?
So dude, it's good to know where you stand, dude.
Huh? Yo, you got
listen,
to.
Where you stand.
They got to, bro.
Listen, they didn't even... Listen,
you're in a fucked up situation, God. Like,
no, I wouldn't want Danny anymore.
No,
I wouldn't want Danny anymore. If I were a dude and I was like, that's my aunt.
No, no. Once you find out
that
shit
happens,
but imagine you already got the kid put up in there. You've been blasting. You shoot the club up.
But there ain't no kid involved right now.
Hold on, listen. He done shot the club up. I'm telling you, I bet you, because they talked about her being barren too much. They talked about all that shit. He shot the club up heavy. And then, you know, he ain't beating off or nothing, man. These honorable dudes, so he got a full load. He's blasting with a full clip.
I do have to appreciate
you. I'm trying to tell you. He's blasting with a full clip. She's definitely
pregnant.
He was pregnant.
Dead. All of his sperm was dead.
For real, no, bro. That's dead.
No. Oh, and
his
when
sperm
they,
dead.
And when they brought him back to life,
He got super sperm after that, dog. Brought back to life sperm.
But, all right. But they didn't even bring this up.
On DeviantArt and AO3, he's got a whole bunch of fan fiction about
super
sperm.
Now, I'm like this. When John broke it down to her, my first reaction is not like, oh, damn, that means you, the rightful one that had the throne over me. I'd be like, yo, we just boned, dog.
So this is what
you,
I'm saying.
You, my nephew, hold and this we what just I'm saying. Fucked?
They
like,
both,
can we talk about that?
They both don't seem like they're that bothered by that part. Right. And I think that's because of the time that they're in.
Yeah, okay. Okay, fine.
That's what I really think it is.
No. That's a big issue. That's why Jamie and Cersei don't put that out there like that.
No, with their brother and I get that.
Brother, sister, aunt, uncle. Incest is incest. It's all
the whoa.
Check this out. The way we are as people, bro, you know, in the world right now, in a lot of places, I'm going to say a crazy percentage, people only marry cousins and shit like that. You do know that, right?
Right.
Getting caught up in this. Come on, let's move on to something better.
But you know this is true, right?
Right.
I'm just going to keep drinking, man.
I'm saying, do you know this is true?
We know it, yes.
So imagine, what year is this?
It's not a real year.
I know.
But it doesn't matter. It's still not accepted. It's still not accepted like that.
That's not true, because in Dorne it is. You don't remember in Dorne they married the inner family. Oh, yeah, and we love the two characters. What are we talking about?
Okay.
We love them.
You're
What are we talking about? You don't remember homie whooped the mountain's ass? He fucks with his family.
We're not arguing that. We're saying,
what?
I'm keeping it real.
We're not fighting you on this. You're screaming at us.
Dev feel hard about this incest shit.
Okay.
Dev has some real deep feelings about this.
Anyone was going to want to talk about that incest shit. Okay, that's fine. But we're talking about our predictions. We're talking about stuff that is actually going to affect the storyline of every episode. Like, okay, yeah, there's some moral ambiguity there, but what is the actual compromise that the Targaryens and the Starks can come to, considering you have a very pragmatic leader in Jon Snow? You have someone who has the rightful claim to the throne. He doesn't want it. He can bridge the gap. As long as nobody dies, there can be a peace. But what is that peace strategically?
The democracy.
There is no peace.
And remember what they said before. There has never been peace. There has never been.
It's not going to happen.
It's never been.
Okay, that is true. Like the most peaceful times in any world that we know is actually at war. So if, okay, there's some war, but what is the best situation where and the Starks, mm-hmm, and the Targaryens can live
with
together?
With Dany on the throne? There is none.
There isn't? Okay, there
in order,
so
in
it's, Dany a, on the it's throne, like a Harry Potter none. Thing. The none shall live if the other, or both must die if one must live. Yeah.
Something like that.
If Dany's on the throne, she needs Jon there to keep the checks and balances on the throne with her. He not giving up everything. He lost his redhead girl. Man, his life is trash. Oh, yeah. He's not giving this up, man. It's just what it is. Their situation is crazy.
Because
I don't know
the
history.
Because he knows the truth now. Knowing the truth, he's not going to be like, you know what? I'm going to act like I'm not who I really am by birth, a Targaryen. I'm just going to keep on being a Stark and a bastard child.
Because
he's not going to
do
that.
No, I don't think he will, because you know he's had pride in the fact that he is Ned Stark's kid, and he held on to the thing that he wished he was a Stark, but he's not. And now he knows, wait a minute, I am Aegar. I am Aegon Targaryen. Mm-hmm. I am him. And now I have this big family history that I can write. You know, he always wants to write something. So I feel like he's going to fuck around and say, I need to be on the throne and I need to write something.
So
you know what I'm saying?
How strong do you think that Targaryen blood and blood right is? Because when he was like, you know, when he was in that, like, oh, this is where I used to hunt with Dany. And the dragon, and he's like embracing Dany, and the dragon's like, the fuck you looking at? You know, remember that?
Nah, the dragon was
I thought the
dragon was looking at him like, Bro.
Was it? Yes, I don't know.
That Rhaegon Dragon's like, yo, you a Targaryen, dog. This is what you're supposed to be doing.
That's what I want to ask. Is he going to be able to control the dragons better than Dany?
Yes. And I do believe that the dragon kind of was sitting there like, boy, that's your boy, that's your motherfucking aunt. Boy, I mean, you're going to do it, but boy, that's your aunt.
I like that.
He was looking like, oh, shit. Because, see, Jon hasn't developed the ability to talk to them yet.
Right.
Because you notice, like, Daenerys kind of don't talk to them. She, like, controls them sort of from the mind. So he's trying to send him a message, and he got his fucking ringer off. You know what I'm saying? His ringer is off. He's not getting the message. Like, that's your aunt, boy. That's your motherfucking aunt. And the thing, too,
Jon might not be able to get burnt either. There might be some fire where Jon just walks out on fire like, yo. This shit don't even affect me.
He definitely can't get burnt.
You know what I mean?
Because he's a dragon. He could talk to the dragon. See, the brother wasn't a dragon. That's why he was able to get burnt with the gold crown. Right.
But he's a half-breed.
Who?
Jon's a half-breed.
That's cool.
He's a Targaryen.
I mean, that's cool. Yeah. So, check this out. But it's about the birth
wait, and the shooting.
Hold up. But why is he a half-breed?
Lyanna Stark.
Uh-huh.
Stark
Rhaegar Targaryen.
Okay.
And remember, Targaryens always intermarried.
Okay, so that answered my question that I've been sitting here trying to say the whole time.
What?
If Targaryens always intermarried, then this would be a normal wedding for the Targaryens. This would be back to the way it always was.
I don't think there's a normal...
No, it's what they did for...
Let it go, bro. Let it go, bro.
I'm asking.
Quick question, Dev. Would you fuck your aunt?
No. No.
I tried to tell you, let it go. I know where he's going. He's going to put you in that corner, bro. This is the episode where we find out. He's about to put you in that corner and give you that work.
Is this a yes or no?
The answer is no.
AJ's going to put you in that corner and give you that work.
Let it go.
Guys, hell no. Do you understand this simple thing that if he's a half-breed, everyone would have had to been half-breeds if they married other people. But these people, that's how they interbred the whole time. So it's like they're just doing. They're literally back on track to do the same.
How is everybody not like brain damaged and like?
Well, that's why the king went.
Listen. We have 8 minutes.
That's not why he went.
I am not trying to talk about incest for the next 8 minutes.
Yeah, that's just affecting him.
No, that's not what.
All right. What is the most important thing we want to end this on?
Bronn.
No. Oh, we still got Bronn. We still good. We got more. Bronn.
Is Bronn going to kill?
Okay.
Or Tyrion.
Oh, this has been a debate between us.
Okay.
I'm running out of time.
Hold on. Check this out.
Dev got a message for y'all real quick.
All y'all people out there, y'all got to make sure that y'all go onto the Party Nerds page and click into our link tree, and you'll be able to see the rest of this. Because we're going to go a little bit over time, but we talking this Game of Thrones shit, and y'all can sign in later on. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck y'all. Yeah. So... To get back to where we just brought up something that ties this bullshit together.
Are you talking about Bronn or are you talking about before that?
Bronn's getting some cheeks.
Yeah.
Right? He's trying to get a threesome on.
Yeah.
He's looking like Will Chamberlain.
Yep.
Right? And these girls are so interested in this dragon. This dragon shit is hot news. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
TMZ.
Yeah.
They don't even care. They're just riding him and talking about something.
I heard the homie got dragons.
And the whole shit, right?
Yeah.
So Bronn, his shit ain't working. He's sitting there like, this is some bullshit. And he just keeps getting interrupted, man. And he's trying to tell them how he like did some big shit. Yeah, I shot at a dragon and all that. They not trying to hear him.
Nah, we won't hear about the kid that got his face melted off.
Yeah, that redheaded kid,
Ed Sheeran. We won't hear about him.
Yeah, they ain't give a fuck about that.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. And then this guy comes walking in, Dr. fucking Frankenstein.
Q-Ron. What's his name?
Yeah, I don't know that guy.
Q-something.
I call him Frankenstein.
I call him a little bitch. Keep going.
Wait, are you talking about the hand of Cersei?
Yeah. Cersei, yes.
Oh, God, what is his name?
Yeah, because he's a maester.
He was an ex-maester because he was fired or doing, from the
Citadel. He was doing some bullshit.
I forgot what his name
is. It's Q-Y-B-U...
Qyburn.
Qyburn, yeah.
Okay.
Qyburn.
So Qyburn comes in there, and he's just like, yo, I got a job for you, homie. Cersei says she wants these boys murked, her brothers. And part of the reason why she wants her brother's murked is she got some thug dick. That's what happened.
Oh, Euron?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was the thing that was like, I'm really getting these motherfuckers out here. I got that thug dick now. I'm good.
Well, she said, never betray me again to Jaime. Jaime said, I see what you're capable of, that you're going to go against your word. So he's like turned full Ned Stark at this point. And he says, I'm going to actually be an honorable man and go to Winterfell and join my brother. So then she's like, okay, he betrayed me. So now he's dead to me. And Tyrion in the prophecy was always going to be the end of her children and her and her reign. So he's been on her dead list for forever.
But so she never liked that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. So they're both dead. Bronn is the one to... She chooses Bronn. Why?
Because Bronn loves gold and he wants a castle.
But he so has been knows... in the service of Tyrion.
Mm-hmm. And
he,
Jaime.
And she knows that Bronn helped Jaime to meet up with Tyrion. So why choose Bronn? It's not poetic justice. You are banking because, on the possibility of this going terribly wrong.
Bronn can get near him.
Bronn always...
Okay.
Bronn is that guy that does anything for gold.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he'll take a... no matter what it is, Bronn will get the job done for gold.
That's a great way for her to do it in a... Like, you know how devious that is for, like, this guy that befriended these two dudes? Probably, like, his only fucking friends. Mm-hmm. And then he's the one, like, when you're looking down the barrel of the gun. Mm-hmm. Yo, homie, what's good? Your sister
Cersei
sent me.
Said it's for pops. Bang.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay, but what if Bronn finds out... So this is suspending reality. Mm-hmm. King's Landing has been taken over. He's not getting any gold because... Cersei has now been taken over by the White Walkers or mm-hmm. the Night King or whatever. Does he change his mind?
Even without that possibility, yes.
I would say yes because he don't have that contract is. I can't get my money from her. She's mm-hmm. not here, so mm-hmm. yeah, that contract
so
is null.
If you
void.
Take money out of the situation, is he going to be honorable?
Even if you put money in the situation, he will be honorable. Here's the thing:
oh.
Tyrion and Jaime are literally his only fucking friends.
Okay,
means
his
nothing.
Only friends in eight
they're,
seasons.
First of all, they're not his friends. Let's get it correct. He don't fuck with Jaime like that.
He doesn't fuck with Jaime.
He fucks
he
with
fuck.
Now he fucks with Tyrion.
He fucks with Tyrion
but
for
he,
real.
He likes Tyrion way better than Jaime. He has an affection for Tyrion.
Yes.
In the last season, he literally jumped in front of a dragon about to breathe fire to save Jaime's life.
But that's in a battle. That's in a battle. That's shit you do in a battle.
No, no, no. I get
that. You don't do that for anyone in a battle. If I see a dragon, I'll be like, nah.
No, no, that's shit you do in a battle.
Do that for your homie.
I give you that. It's the homie. I apologize.
I'll
ride with you.
So he's willing to like jump in front of a dragon or someone. You think like he's going to shoot someone for like gold? The only reason he might consider killing them is because he knows like, yo, if I don't kill like these two people, she's just going to come after me because now I'm the one who knows she wants him dead.
Yeah. So she does not have elephants. She has, she is compromised with a pregnancy. And she has the possibility of being attacked by a dragon and a Night King. She's not in a good place and she doesn't know it. I think that something's going
to
happen.
Now, this is why, I'm going to tell you this why. Tyrion's about to get that crossbow. This is from fandom stuff.
Okay.
All right? Ned Stark beheaded man of the Night's Watch. Ned Stark was beheaded himself.
Yes.
Right? Ramsay killed his stepmother and brother with his hounds. He had the same fate.
Yep.
Wilder Frey ordered to slit Catelyn's throat. He had the same fate. Mm-hmm. Right? Littlefinger betrayed Ned with a knife on his throat. Got his throat slit.
This bullshit.
Right? Right. Tyrion killed Tywin with a crossbow. Bronn giving
a
crossbow.
First off, this is what this is like. This is like if I was a dude in the street and I shot a bunch of people, I stabbed a bunch of people, I sold drugs and people OD'd and all of that. I've done everything that would make a person die. So when I die, people going to try to relate that to like, he shot Johnny,
no.
So he got shot.
These are specifics.
Those people killed so many people that no matter how they would have died, they would have been able to relate that they did that to someone else.
Maybe, but if you...
Connecting these dots, bro.
Those fandom people are very, very smart. They're doing their research.
Yes.
If...
That stuff is putting shows for reason. It's breadcrumbs.
It is.
It's breadcrumbs from season one that you're not seeing that is telling you what's going to happen in season eight.
Yes.
But you just don't see it yet.
There are so many different parallels. And you know it because the people listening to this who actually love Game of Thrones, they're watching the thing afterwards that's saying, like, if you notice in this episode, there was a parallel to season one, episode 11. Right. Like, people are aware of the parallels that the writers actually want you to make connections to.
Like how season eight started.
Yeah.
You know, when Daenerys came into Winterfell. Mm-hmm. Same thing as season one.
Yep.
The little kid running through, that was Arya in season one, running through and climbing up the tree. And
it is purposeful.
Right, right. It's all these, like I said.
I agree with you. However, that can go a couple of different ways because that the crossbow thing is also tied to Joffrey. And Joffrey using that crossbow on people would also be poetic justice if it was used on Cersei, if it was used on Jaime, if it was used back on Bronn. Like
there's also no reason to say that Bronn is the person who used the crossbow against Tyrion.
Yeah.
For all we know, like, the crossbow can get in someone else's hand and then it gets used against
I thought about
Tyrion.
That too.
That's like, cool. And then that but quote works, but I'm still right.
Can you?
That's wrong.
Can you see this? So Jaime, if he sacrificed himself, which is totally a move now that he's super honorable,
my man,
he would be sacrificing himself for Brienne, for the queen, to show his allegiance. And it'd be like, oh, shit, he was really that loyal to you, queen, to even to Sansa and the Starks, and to his brother Tyrion. So honestly, him sacrificing himself is a great storyline thing. And if he does, if Bronn is like, I gotta kill you, Tyrion, and Jaime jumps in front, and then Bronn is like, fuck, I really regret this decision. I'm not gonna kill you anymore. That would be a great storyline.
All right, so real quick though. Jerv, you think that Bronn is going to attempt to kill Jaime or Tyrion with that crossbow?
Just depends how things play out.
I think there's going to be Tyrion and Jaime's going to jump in front.
There's a lot
just
of factors.
Just like Bronn jumped in front.
So do you want to place a bet?
No, whoa. Slow your roll, bro.
Because I'm confident. Bro.
There's
I'm
a lot confident. Of money between the party nerds right now.
No, like, just me and him, honestly.
Ain't like, got the books. It's got the books. There's a lot of money.
Yo, so 50 bucks that Bronn might be tempted to kill him, but he ultimately decides not to of his own accord.
Kill who?
Jaime or Tyrion.
Okay.
Either or.
Okay. That's a big bet. That's a big bet.
Granted, if for some reason Bronn becomes like, you know, an undead walker and kills them, that doesn't count.
Okay.
It has to be of his own accord.
Okay.
And likewise, if Tyrion or Jaime die beforehand, you know, that also voids the bet in general.
Wow, so, this is a lot.
There's a lot of layers.
No, it's pretty much like if he intentionally kills him of his own like mental well-being,
okay,
then he wins.
Okay.
If he decides of his own accord not to kill him, then I won.
But you know that is so on brand for Game of Thrones to have a betrayal that people are like, no, that makes no logical sense.
No, because like, you know, Bronn is that loyal nigga.
Okay.
And I believe in him.
I mean, but it's crazy. I mean, no, but let's say this. Let's say he does do something loyal. We can't say he's that loyal nigga because he's been the opposite of that.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Entire show. He's just a dog.
When has he stabbed Tyrion in the back?
It's not about stabbing Tyrion.
When has he stabbed Jaime in the back? Those two specifically.
He killed his own people because Tyrion offered him gold that he wasn't even sure he was going to get. That's how he actually got down with him. He literally traded on his own people where he said, listen, I need a person to fight for me. And he was like, I'll step up for the boys. Like, damn, you was just kicking it. You was just kicking it with us crazy all in the castle. I thought you was my homie.
Yeah, he did
like,
dirty.
This is bullshit.
Yo,
like,
did
oh
a
my
dirty.
God.
Tyrion, like, I'm fucked now. I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Yo, anything for gold, man.
Are we forgetting
you.
Anybody?
We probably are.
Okay, so think of the Starks.
All right, so we
talked about Bran. We talked about Sansa. We talked about Arya.
Oh, so this is what we forgot.
John. Wait, what happened to
I wanted to bring...
The
Hound, you know, he's up there chilling and shit. The thing I wanted to bring up was this. Hold on.
So about the Hound real quick.
Uh-huh.
So there's a rumor going around that my man Beric has one life left.
Mm-hmm.
The Hound's going to get murdered. He's going to save the Hound's life. And then the Hound will be the light bringer.
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
And that's how that's going
to
go down.
So, that'll be fire. And then he'll be able to fight his brother with powers later.
In that circle where everyone met and they brought the White Walker undead thing to Cersei and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that before the discussion start, there's this kind of like, what do you want to say? Does anybody want to say anything to anybody? And Hound comes up to the mountain and he's like, Jesus Christ, what did they do to you? And he says, you know what's going to happen. He says something to the effect of, you know who's coming. What's that about?
He's talking about him.
Is it? Because there's a lot of prophecies in the Game of Thrones lore. Sometimes the writers kind of let that die. One that has been very prominent is Cersei Lannister with Tyrion and her kids mm-hmm. and everything like that, and her misinterpreting things and seeing things how she wants to see it.
But that's been on point so far.
But the other prophecy is the Hound and the Mountain and what's going to come between them.
I just want to see them fight. It's been a long time coming. When are they going to fight?
That's
why I don't think the Hound's going to die in the next episode.
No. The Hound's definitely not going to die because they will have Cleganebowl. They're not going to. There's no way they don't give the fans that.
Or is Beric going to save Jon Snow's life when he gets killed again?
No, none of that.
I think his brothers in black are going to save his life because he's been betrayed by his brothers, and I think it's going to be another honorable thing in his life where I don't even remember that guy's name. The guy that came back from Castle Black that was like Samwell Tarly, like being here on the end at the end of the earth. Like, no wonder the earth is ending. I think he's going to say like sacrifice himself
right.
and maybe like say burn me before I become a White Walker.
Hmm. Interesting.
Samwell Tarly, is he going to die?
I think he's
going to die.
Who
was it that brought up that Titanic thing? That Titanic parallel.
Might have been Darnell.
He's in the crypt. Yeah, in the bed. He's totally gonna die.
Nah, Sam laid out his resume. He said, okay. "I got titles too." He ran off 50 titles. He's like, "I'm the first to kill a White Walker." For everybody knew where the White Walker was going. Now came back. And like Sam put in that work. Sam is not going nowhere.
Actually, if anyone in this entire show,
he just gave away his sword. But
a good ending. If this one person and deserves that's why he's gonna not die. To die, yeah, and it sucks.
Yeah,
and it sucks.
Nah, and that's why Brienne's gonna die.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Sam's going to end up being the new crazy head meister at the Citadel. He's going to rebuild. He's going to rebuild everything. Him and Bran are going to end up writing all the history that gets destroyed or some shit and make the new library.
I hated that part of the round table where, by the way, where was Jaime in that round table? Nobody invited him and he was just like, I just sacrificed my whole life.
I don't know that he's not invited. He's so low on the totem pole. So he's a fucking dojo.
That was a side note. That I was sitting there like, what are we going to do? Yeah, we're going to do this and we're going to do this. And then Samwell Tarly's like, that's right. Memories are what count in this whole thing. And our brain and our thoughts are what matter. Shut the fuck up. I want to know how you're going to beat the fucking White Walkers. Don't talk about your feelings. Fuck you.
I just came up with a thought. Sam's not going to die. But his girl and her kid are.
Oh, shit.
Like, that would suck.
Nah.
They said the ending would be bittersweet. That's bittersweet. Nah. We keep the wholesome dude, but he loses everything.
By the way, was she wearing prosthetics, or did she actually get that chunky?
Breast milk like Tormund.
On that giant milk.
What about Varys? What about Lord Varys? He gonna die?
Yeah, definitely.
Haven't had him in
Well, they already said he's dead, dies. They already said it.
Oh, he got that prophecy, right, Melisandre, right?
What?
Yeah, Melisandre said he dies.
Yeah, she said you come back to Winterfell and die.
Yeah, you die.
Yeah. Tell him that.
Yeah, she definitely said he die. But
I would have stayed far the fuck away from Winterfell if that happened.
This is the crazy part that we didn't talk about was when we went back and was talking about Daenerys and how Daenerys is trying to kind of like relate to Sansa. And in a sense, they don't relate because Daenerys was low at one point. But it's been a lot of time where she's been like a top dog and barking orders and all types of shit. And you got to be sensitive. We talk sexual because the show has a lot of sexual things, whether it's pleasure sex or rape and stuff like that. She brings up, you know, they both been raped. Her rape situation from what we saw was a situation of a dude that she ended up being in love with afterwards. And they had a whole... thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did
Sansa's thing was trash. She was like tortured and raped on some other shit. It's not equal. It's totally different. Mm-hmm. And the fucked up part is you realize that Sansa, through all of this time, has only had the most fucked up, used and abused relationships. Mm-hmm. And now she's got her eye on a dude with no penis and balls.
No. Why is this important?
Because we're talking about where characters go when we left out Theon Greyjoy. And Theon Greyjoy is the character that she looks like she has an interest. He's redeemed himself. He showed that he did what is
sexual.
I believe that she's looking at him in an interest.
No way, man. Yes. That's her brother. And he's about to get killed anyway.
That ain't no brother.
That's her brother.
And season one, they were literally raised since children.
I don't care. I don't care.
Yo.
I don't care.
Nah, not at all.
We're going to see what happens. We're going to see what
she was happy to see him.
No,
that he came back, saved his sister.
We're going to see what happened. She has been deprived of everything. She's never had any person, any male, but besides Joffrey in the beginning, he was a piece of shit. She has been through the bullshit, and now she is a grown woman. These people are realistic characters. There is no grown woman that does not look at and desire men, and she finally sees someone presenting themselves in an honorable fashion. He's there. He's representing. He's almost like a new guy. He's not Reek.
Yeah, but this is one of those parallels. Who else, who was a Lady of Winterfell, never had romantic love and affection and pleasure in their life?
Catelyn,
whatever. Okay, she wanted somebody and she thought forever that he wanted somebody else and that he had an affair, right? So she never had that like true connection and romantic love, and people had loved her and she didn't want them. She was that woman that was like, I guess this is not for me. Sansa is going to repeat that.
I mean, she's going to repeat it no matter what because the boy is missing parts.
But the thing is that the redeeming thought is that she has somebody in her life who she can trust explicitly and who can be by her side and love her in some way without any sexual expectation. That's a really good story.
I can see that too. I just try not to leave out the fact that when I'm looking at realistic people, bro, it's not just about bringing up sex. People are sexual beings. When you, bro, you grow up with girl, you never grew up with a chick that she was mad tight with, you know, that wasn't family, and y'all last time y'all seen each other was 10 and y'all run into each other at 21, bro? Like, that never, you never ran into a chick like, yo, that's Sarah from next door, my nigga? Because I know I have, and I know chicks have ran into me.
I
ain't want
to bang Sarah from
next
door.
Listen, well.
I can say never run into Sarah
you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, there was no Sarahs in my neighborhood anyway. There were no Sarahs.
What about Becky's?
No, there was no Becky. There was no Becky. There was no Becky's. But people run into people and just like, oh, shit, that's so-and-so. She grown now. These motherfuckers have lived a long time. It's been a decade since these people have seen each other, and they've been through crazy life.
And we do know on Game of Thrones that there are situations where you can be castrated and you can still have a good time. Miss Sandy and Grey Worm, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, good time for her, I guess, because I'd be mad as hell if I was him.
Are they going to survive?
Yo, maybe he's into butt stuff.
Yo, don't tell me, not Grey Worm, he ain't do none of that, man.
Oh, I'm so sorry to break your heart, but men are into butt stuff.
I mean, I'm just saying, my man, the Grey Worm, him personally, ain't him.
He said, when this shit is over, I'm scooping your ass up, we going back to the beach.
And that's why he's dead.
We going back to the beach.
Yo, listen, you can't kill the only two literal black people left in
Let
the
me
show.
Tell you something, man. Those people was not feeling them in Winterfell. They was like, if you don't get your black ass out here, go
down. Maybe that's the bittersweet. Maybe everybody dies that you want to live, and then you're like, will anything good happen? And then Grey Worm was saying, you're like, let's go. And they go to the beach.
Grey Worm was like, yo, we need to get out of MAGA country. Like, you know, bye.
What about Davos?
Yo,
Davos? Oh no, he's dead.
Davos
survived many wars. Davos like I ain't had a fight. I survived wars.
Davos lives.
I ain't had a fight now.
Davos lives.
See, I think Davos lives.
Davos lives. Yeah. I just thought about the other parallel with Greyjoy, the fact that him and Sansa both was tortured by the same dude.
Yeah. Damn. Yes.
That shit's crazy.
Listen, I don't. There ain't no love connection there, man. She. That's like. It's like, and you saved me. When he helped her escape all that,
you know,
shit too. Like,
you know,
that's she's got that love for him. Like, yo, that's my brother. He looked out for me, got me out of this situation.
It's like she would not be there if it weren't for Theon.
Right, straight up. So she's like, welcome home. I'm so glad you are here. Oh. You belong here.
But you know what? That would be a good pairing after the war. I think that was something. Never mind. I'm not going to bring that up. I think that would be a good pairing. After everything has happened, they would be a good duo. And I think that after all the gore and all the horror, having someone who's pure like Theon.
But he's not pure.
Why not?
Yo, he sold a family out.
Yes, but that's
the thing.
His
is,
redemption, his prodigal son return.
Bro,
but
the thing is this. She could forgive him. Other people, he cannot forgive himself for what he did.
Yeah, but that is what makes him pure.
Yeah, and I think, bro, I think y'all, we keep on not thinking about the fact of what time is and the fact that when people run into each other and they're different people, it's really an amazing thing to run into a motherfucker and they're not the same person.
Yes.
That's a big deal, bro. Like, I know for a fact from just being like a high school kid that was a certain way, and I run into people from school and the girls from my school, dog, I'm going to keep it real, bro. I'm a god now. I was not a god in school. I'm dead serious,
and
bro.
And so then all of a sudden, a coupling that would have been like, no, that doesn't make any sense. Or no, he's awful or she's awful now becomes like, okay.
Absolutely. Right. My girlfriend before my last girlfriend, you would never even see us speak to each other in school.
I'm not disagreeing with that. This, to me, the big difference is they are brother and sister. That's the big difference. Even not in blood, but they were raised together. To me, that makes a big
difference. I think it could go either way.
Playing with toys and he was off doing stuff because he was older as well, right?
A little bit.
So
yeah.
He's older. He kind of is off to the side doing all types of shit. She's just a kid running around with dolls, man.
I have had beer and water. Oh my god.
That's what you over there struggling with. Yeah. She's about to about to piss a river bigger than the ground.
Are you gonna keep on talking?
So we're actually at the 2 hour 1 hour 17 minute mark. So final thoughts before the big battle next weekend. Mm-hmm. Or this weekend, I should say. Let's go down the line.
I told you all my thoughts, man. I gotta tell y'all nothing else. I told y'all what it's gonna be and we're gonna see what it is. Mm-hmm.
I think Winterfell is a distraction and King's Landing is the real target.
I'm with you on that, Babs. I think the same thing. And the Night King about to fuck all this shit up and restart the world because that's why the Children of the Forest brought him there and they're going to take it back to what they came there to do.
Mm-hmm. Bran is going to die and they're going to lose the North.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have three whole episodes left after this. Like,
Bran ain't dying, man. There's always got to be a three-eyed raven,
bro. I like it.
Like, that's going to be a little thing. Yo, what do we do without the three-eyed raven? Like, what are we going to do?
Then Night King wins.
Especially because in the last episode, they were like, as long as we have Bran.
Hold on. I got another one.
What?
Cersei shows up and wrecks shit.
Okay. No.
And people's... Because this, I think the war's going to be over and the next three episodes is going to be like other shit
that
happens. So they're going to fight the Night King, beat him. Maybe Cersei comes through with the Golden Company, wreck shit. And now people are like, I mean, we kind of fucking with Cersei, man, because she came through, represented with 20,000 soldiers and held it down. You know what I'm saying?
If that happens, Tyrion definitely getting that crossbow and Jaime too.
Yes,
Brown getting that castle and that bread.
Yes, okay. He is. All
that's
right,
what I'm saying.
That's our predictions. Real
quick, Jeff, are you going to take me up?
I'm still thinking about that. Still thinking about that,
all
man.
Right. These are some really good opinions. I mean, they are really just conjecture and opinions, but maybe we're right, and we'll be shit-talking next time.
Yeah. Next week, we'll be talking Avengers Endgame, because that's going to be out.
Yo, next week, we need to have a two-part episode.
And that's going to be that fire.
Not talk about
we might drop a Game of Thrones episode, too.
Yeah. We definitely got to follow this all the way through.
Watching Endgame as Wasp with the New York Avengers. So there'll be stuff on my story if you want to check that out. And we have a lot of really crazy news. The party nerds are into some really cool shit. So keep an eye on our stories.
Yeah. We'll be at the Stuber movie premiere next week. No, this week.
Batista, this week. 2 days
from now.
2 days from now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll be interviewing Dave Bautista and
Kumail Nanjiani. That's what it is.
Yeah, so we put in that work. So, yeah, we got a lot of shit coming up, a lot of shit going on. And we'll be back next week. Party Nerds, we out! Party Nerds.